Hey, hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards, while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Look at us, eh? Look at this. Look at this setup.
We got it good.
Who's got it better than us?
We're pretty important, hey?
Hey!
We are pretty important. Look at us. We are on location today. What's interesting is even though we're not in our usual studio, we are still in the Tower Chrysler Studios.
It's magical how it works.
Doesn't matter where we go.
That's how powerful.
You go to Buffalo?
The magic of Tower is.
Tower Chrysler Studios. Tower Chrysler. The number one Tower Chrysler dealer in Calgary.
You and said that a lot.
In Canada.
Yeah, okay.
Go and visit the people at Tower. You need to... how's your Tower vehicle?
It's really good.
You said you got into a fender bender with it?
No.
You backed into somebody.
You wrapped it around a concrete pole?
Oh, I just put a few miles on it.
Beautiful new Dodge Ram.
They're like, yeah, it's just off the lot here, Rhett. When's an oil change due? I'm at 10K.
I was actually thinking about it. I'm like... Like, what do you get for a monthly lease as far as kilometers? Because I've had it for a week, and I'm...
You're prorating this. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
He sent me a text yesterday. He's like, how bad does the damage have to be before you contact police?
Ooh.
That sounds...
Yeah.
I like to keep the police out of it.
Yeah, so there you
go. Well, especially with all that crossing the border issue you dealt with all year. Jeez.
Finally got them cleared.
Buddies, we're on location today. We are at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. We're here in the Gibson Guitar Lounge on the event center side, where tonight we are going to be holding the inaugural Barn Burner Playoff Draft.
Brought to you by Paybuilt in support of Kidsport Calgary.
That's right.
What?
That was it.
Okay, good. Teamwork, right?
Dude got his, he got tightened up, hey?
No.
Another beard.
That's straight. Tightened up?
Oh, ish. Yeah. Do you remember how haggard I was on Monday? Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You've cleaned yourself up. You're a new man.
Well, big events. Man. We had a special event last night. We're at the game on Wednesday. We got the draft tonight.
So busy.
I got the sequin tuxedo ready. Let's go.
You do, hey?
Oh, baby.
I'm jealous.
It's going to be good.
I don't have any...
Friday is Hawaiian t-shirt day, but I'm saving it for tonight. Yeah. I don't want to get it all stinky doing the show with you slobs.
I don't have any fun garb to wear.
You? No fun? Come on.
You should wear your sleep shirt.
I saw my sleep shirt the other
day.
You
have a sleep shirt?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dean.
In fairness, I haven't worn it in a long time, but that was my go-to sleep shirt for a long time.
I'll have to
do a video with it.
I think the sleep shirt would be wicked. Really good.
Yeah.
Jack, that could do numbers on YouTube if we had
TikTok would be huge.
Yeah, we'd get big on TikTok. Yeah. Boomer's sleep shirt. Oof. Must be pretty loose on you these days. You're in great shape, Dan.
Well, it was loose even then.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Back when it was really bad, it was even loose then, which is why it was the sleep shirt. It was
comfort
first. So yeah, tonight. Now, do we know how many people we can do? There's eight tables.
16 tables.
There's 16 tables. And then there's us, and then there's some other people.
We're gonna be flirting with 150.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's too many.
Rhett, can you?
It's too many.
Well, anxiety.
Totally. And it's like Rhett, you know, I imagine him trying to do his job in front of hundreds, if not thousands of people. Like stage fright's going to be a real thing for him. I don't know that he's had crowds like this before.
I had an idea for you tonight.
Oh, good.
I don't know if you'll be in like for it, though.
The other people have ideas for me because mine tend to flop.
Oh, you're
a good idea guy.
You're real good. Hey, we got a lot to get to. Coming up at some point during the show, fluid, moving targets. Kevin Webster from Kidsport going to join us remotely. He's got, you know, better people than us.
That is confirmed, yeah.
Hey, Kevin, I'd like to get you on. Sure, boom. You know what? I've just got another thing that I'm doing. We have a thing for the kids with the Roughnecks and the goalie. He plays with, yep.
Then we're going to do the hospital, and these kids are doing that. And then, I could squeeze in 20 minutes. Yeah, that'd be great, Kev.
I have nine giving occasions of giving back today. I'll try and fit you losers in between the fourth and fifth.
Yeah, I'll tell some kids that we can't get them into sports, so I can join you for 20 minutes.
Got to talk to Fat Boy. And so Kevin Webster, CEO of Kidsport, is going to join us. Tonight it is the playoff draft. We are sold out. Sponsors on board. We're pumped for it. And it is in support of Kidsport. And back at the old place, we did a lot for Kidsport. So happy to kind of keep that relationship rolling. And I think it's one of those things you don't boast if you're kids sport with how much money you brought in or how many families you've helped, because that's a good thing. But then you don't want to give the impression that you don't need.
We did it. We solved it. No. Everyone's playing sports now. It's
like things are going well, but we're at a clip where, and you were just talking about it before, the cost of everything.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, the cost of everything is going up. So for families, no matter what, maybe last year you didn't need financial aid.
Okay.
You could be looking at it. Maybe you have two kids in sports. Maybe you have three, and all of a sudden, I'm not sure how we're going to pull this off. That's where Kidsport comes in, and that financial aid is going to be there. So hopefully tonight we can raise a nice little tidy sum for Kidsport and help keep people involved in sport. Has anybody been fired yet today? I know that
we're all here.
When you listen,
J-Rod was here.
I had a missed call earlier. Friday, careful.
Because in football, as soon as that last week is done,
whammo!
It's called Black Monday.
It's a bit of an axe that falls. Yeah.
And I did see that because there's two games tonight, the season isn't over. I already saw it today. There have been some whackings having been made in the NHL.
Pittsburgh cleaning house, Anaheim coaching change, assistants in St. Louis won't be back. That's just three teams, and we're not even, at noon Calgary time yet?
Okay.
And last night was supposed to be the last night of the regular season. There was a flooded rink in Nashville and a storm in Buffalo, which is why we have games tonight. So this was always going to be Black Friday.
Berkey's out, Ron Hextall out in Pittsburgh.
Hextall I get, and Berkey hired Hextall, so I guess I get that.
Is that how that went?
I believe so. I didn't really understand that, like, Hextall's strength was okay, like, building through the draft. Like, what he inherited in Pittsburgh was you're up against the cap, you've got a very old roster of talented players. It didn't seem like those puzzle pieces were great fits.
It's not. I mean, they've been good for so long. That's
And you knew it was going to happen at some
eventually
point, right?
It's...
And then you had noted it the other day, the Granlund deal. They moved heaven and earth to bring him in with all that money left on his deal. I thought that was expiring because I just sort of breezed over it amongst the many deals we saw. I was like, oh dear, like,
yeah,
a problem the moment you get it.
It makes more sense if it's an expiring contract.
Yeah,
then it's just another,
okay, what the hell?
Another aging guy with term and money for the coming years.
Oof. So
a lot of people curious what's going on here. Today is locker cleanout day.
Interviews.
As we speak, they're going through the exit, well, not exit interviews, but talking to the media. I would guess they'll then head upstairs and talk to the powers that be, which as of right now, we believe still include Brad Treliving, Craig Conroy, and the like.
Yes, Brad Treliving is likely conducting exit interviews, which I think is normal or weird, depending on, like, we've seen the whole spectrum of reactions to that. Rhett, at first mention of that a few weeks ago, you're like, that doesn't make any sense. That's idiotic. We're here today. Do you feel the same way?
I do feel the same way, but... Again, I think we've discussed it. Our guts are telling us that it's his option to come back or not. So he may be basing his decision on these interviews, where if everyone's in there bitching and moaning, he might go, thanks, but no thanks. This seems like a, a mess to try and deal with. But if you were cutting him and letting him go, I wouldn't be letting him. Like, if the ownership decided we're going in a different direction, I wouldn't be allowing this guy to run the interviews.
Yeah.
And it's like what Pittsburgh did, right? It's
We don't
need you to conduct the interviews because you're not going to be.
And when that news came out, Brian Burke had already crafted a nice note. We saw Dallas Eakins with a note to the Ducks. I mean, it's announced today. There's probably been some lead time here. And the Penguins, you know, the moment they lose to Chicago and know they're not making the playoffs, it's like, all right, let's open that next GM file. And that's where here it's a little interesting. If they had made that decision that Brad is not going to come back, which may or may not be the case, who would be conducting a GM search? Or is it just next in line, we're not searching anywhere? We're clearly so good, the best options right here under our own nose.
That and I don't even really have any intel on it.
No, because but I think it's the owner, right?
Like, from the outside looking in, the owner's not going to be conducting player interviews.
No, so, not yeah. I mean, conducting a GM search. If you were going to have someone else,
what are they going to do?
That's what I mean. Like it's like,
clear.
There's no one to go do a GM search that works.
Yeah,
there.
So there's not going to be a search.
Yeah, which I don't know doesn't sound like best practices to me.
So it's Treliving stays, or failing that, Craig Conroy. I just can't imagine that there's any other, unless now
the Darryl might have a guy.
I was just going to say Sullivan in Pittsburgh. They said is going to have some input on who the GM is. Would you not be surprised that if Tree decides to leave or whatever happens, he's Darryl not back. That Darryl would have some say.
Yeah,
for sure. And that's where the tentacles could expand beyond the organization, because Darryl's worked for a lot of different hockey people over the years. His relationships go beyond one organization, whereas, you know, Conroy has been here for quite some time, assistant to the GM, AGM, but it's only been within one organization. He hasn't watched, you know, 15 different ways to skin the cat or whatever, right?
I've got a feeling it's Conroy, but there's the possibility that Darryl has some input and they go outside if Tree decides to leave.
Do you think, because we're led to believe that the option is there for Treliving to stay if he so chooses? Maybe I'm not going to speak for the group. That's kind of what I'm led to believe.
I'd heard something similar, and we'd also heard that he was extended an offer at the time that Darryl was extended, and for whatever reason wasn't good with that contract to sign
year,
it.
Last year, you mean?
In training camp. But again, this is not hard facts. This isn't public information. This is kind of what you hear whispers of. Yeah. Is that fair?
I wonder, you get to the end of the day, and I don't like working with this guy, and this situation is untenable, and there's friction and all of this. There are 32 of those jobs.
That's it.
Oh, that's...
And if you walk away from one...
Yeah.
You're probably not walking right back into one. You're going to go somewhere else. I'm sure he would have no problem getting a job in some capacity in a front office.
Just not one that is a GM job necessarily, so he's the one that pays like a GM. There's a big drop down from being, hey, I'm the GM, to like, oh, you're one of three AGMs. That salary is considerably different, I'd suggest. Never mind your influence, all that stuff.
So I do wonder if he doesn't come back, to your point, it's probably already a salary that's quite good, maybe with a bump. And some would say he doesn't deserve, but that's just generally how that goes.
It depends on what other jobs you just talked about. If the axe continues to fall on people around the league and there's other jobs that open up, that might play into it a little bit.
100%. If you're Brad Treliving and you're like, look, I know I have this here. I really don't like the process here. I don't like the way things flow. I've put in a bunch of work. I feel like I've been... you know, undermine somewhat, whether that's ownership or the coach or whatever, and I'm looking to get out. If you're just playing cards, I think he's doing the right thing. You wait, and if a heavy top seed gets dumped in round one and a GM disappears, okay, now you've got more options. You know what you're looking at. Versus if the Torontos and all the teams you expect to that are favored move on, okay, those jobs don't open, well, now I might say yes. And I don't know what sort of time frame there is there, but he's still on a contract that's not expired. Pittsburgh's job just opened. I don't know that there's a guarantee that another job will open. Anaheim was awful, but they've got a brand new GM and Pat Verbeek. They were trying to be bad. Chicago just went to Kyle Davidson, season and a half ago. I mean, it's been Jarmo Kekalainen forever in Columbus. I don't know why that would change now. I don't know that there's an automatic opening anywhere besides Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Does that not scream some more dysfunction, though, as far as the Flames are concerned?
Yeah, everything does. Cool. Everything does.
Yeah, if nothing better comes, I mean...
And I'm not saying he's doing that. Yeah. I'm just saying if you wanted to just play your cards as best as you could and not really think about anything except how to get yourself into the best GM job elsewhere, that's probably what you would do. Wait and see what opens. Now, maybe he wants to be here and he's just saying, look, the amount I have to do here without a president of hockey ops, I need a little more money, or I want a little more security with term. Those could be things, too, that he's had an issue with said contract that's apparently been offered.
Does it not feel like one of those things where if it didn't work, it feels a little bit foolish to think? Like, if you're to the point that you're really considering not coming back, what's really going to change?
Yeah, that's...
Well, especially if you know the coach is back.
In Sutter's relationship to the room and all of it.
The only thing that might change... And again, he's been around it all year, so I don't think that an interview is going to be a shocking revelation from, you know, various players. But maybe some insight, some honesty from players in a last day of the year interview.
Formal setting. This isn't between you and I. We're documenting this for the whole organization.
Right? Maybe.
And you'd said it. Like, Brad Treliving and the team doesn't need to hear that there's been friction between coach and player. They know that. But to what extent, and especially with your 7 expiring contracts, the GM can't think 1 year at a time. And I think that's the challenge with this job, is the owner is operating, get to the playoffs 1 year at a time. The GM has to be like, okay, I have to make my decisions on 7 guys this summer. I don't want to carry all of them into walk years without contracts. And if he sees a major roadblock in that, like, he can't do what he wants to long term. So if he says, you know, 5 of these guys won't extend here if Daryl's here, why am I going to stay? That's going to be a nightmare to deal with. Maybe that, like, I don't think that that's an outlandish suggestion.
It is quite a mess.
That's just it. When you break it down and you think back on the year and how close they were, you're like, oh, this will be all right.
We're getting those quotes today too. Yeah.
But then when you hear all of the, you know, under the surface, the bubbling somewhere, like, people aren't happy and this and that. You're like, this doesn't make any sense. What are we doing?
Yeah.
So it's, but you're right. If he goes into those meetings and hears, yeah, I'm not coming back here, is that a job he wants to take on? Okay, so I got 6 guys that have said they're not coming back. And maybe they're not coming back no matter what. Maybe it's a Gaudreau scenario where it's coach or not. I'm not coming back.
Sure. But that's your job. Whoever's the GM, that's your job.
And do you lick your chops at that and go, oh, I really get to play in the mud here, right? Like, I'm at the sandbox. Like, I got options of – I got things I can do.
And I just think, like, imagine this team without Elias Lindholm. Now, if you move him, you're going to get assets back. But I just can't see, like, if you could relay that message to your owner, be like, look, maybe the most important cog, the only piece you can see playing number one center, has no interest of being here. If maybe there's still some room to wiggle there, but in terms of the owner's decision on the coach, but it just feels like if it's as bad as we've heard it is, this is not the type of a file you want to take on as a GM. If the worst is true.
Wow.
What they're saying today is a bunch of sugar-coated bullshit, some of these guys.
Yeah.
It's a great room. We love each other. No tension. Sure.
Yeah.
And we've always had this discussion. We reference what's said on locker cleanout day.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you take at face value? Is a player really going to, is a GM or a coach going to come out and say that? That player torpedoed our season.
Yeah, this guy quit on us. We hated
this guy,
the way he treated
coach.
This guy.
I have no intentions of signing here. Like, there's never any of that.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of scanning through Steinberg and all the media over there as they do the thing. Tyler Toffoli would definitely be open to talking contract negotiations.
Yeah, well, it's coming off a career year. I'd love to see the numbers there, Tyler. That'd be great, yes.
Well, and
on the flip side, interestingly, Lindholm and Backlund were very noncommittal about long-term here. Which is
Elias,
not the two that surprised me at all. Those would be the two of the 7 free agents.
Wow, and you've got guys, you know, Lindholm, total driver's seat.
Yep, like, all the leverage.
Yeah, he's gonna get a fat contract.
Backlund less so, but he's
Backlund
at the spot
less
in his
so,
career where if he wants to hunt a cup,
that
like,
was
I think
my,
I get that.
Yeah, I was going to say that about Backlund where it's like he's getting old. He's going to make a decision.
34?
Yeah, winning, if and that's what he's interested
you
in.
You go slot him on a good team in that 3C hole, I think that's a really
that's
good player.
That's the one nice thing where you think, well, I don't want to deal with this. It's like, it's kind of easy to deal with, really.
If you little
sell,
money?
If you can sell the owner on, okay, I'll do the job, but I'm going to, we're going to make some, these guys don't want to be here, so we got to make major changes. Selling Elias Lindholm is not hard.
I agree. You know what the thing you have to sell that's hard is? Is convincing your owner that you can make the playoffs while doing all these things. Well, that's the real thing. And but, he's not going to agree. And that's, that. That's the challenge.
That's what I said. I said it's if you can convince the owner, where if you can, and the coach, and say, hey, this is going to be different. We're going to revamp this.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of guys you can dump.
Oh, you can, and honestly.
And get huge returns.
Yeah. So it would be sell high moment, theoretically, for Nikita Zadorov. He's had his two best years in the NHL here, and we get it. It's the roller coaster, but he scored 13 freaking goals this year.
Yeah. Holy played lots shit. Of minutes.
And, you know, he's not perfect, but I think you could recoup significant assets there. Michael Backlund, one of the strongest years of his career. He's one off 20. If he's a third line center in this league, you're a deep club down the middle. We know that. You could certainly get assets for him. Elias Lindholm, you get an absolute haul, whether you want current players now or futures. It's probably futures. The type of team adding Lindholm, likely a contender. They don't want to shed players.
Yeah.
I think Tyler Toffoli's an easy sell coming off career high. He would be an all-time high value with 1 year left. He's making 4.25, scored 34 goals this year. There's a lot of sell high opportunity. Noah Hanifin, I mean, he's never going to be that all-star type defenseman, but
big minutes.
You know what he is. He's always healthy and he can play big minutes against
and
anyone.
And his cap hit right now, pretty damn fine. Good.
Yeah, what, 4.95, I think?
Just under five, yeah.
Like, those are all sell high moments, but to sell your owner on a retool will be the hardest thing to sell.
Your owner and your fans.
I don't think the fans would be hard, to be honest.
Well, they're probably right. They're pretty excited for guys like Wolf and Coronado. But that's the thing. They've never really done that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I guess, with Tkachuk and Gaudreau, but...
No, that was forced on them. That wasn't the plan, right?
So...
I want to ask you about the Lindholm thing in a moment. We've got kind of skimming through some of the comments that are coming out. We'll get to them in a moment. I just wanted to share a couple things.
Okay.
We had an event last night, as you mentioned, and then somehow we all ended up at Mad Rose Pub.
Oh,
weird how that goes.
Different timing. Yeah. There's an early shift and a late shift, and the people that you'd expect to be there early different and tucked times. In early, and the people you'd expect to stay out late, it worked well.
So we've raved about the wings there. So I figured, maybe stop in, maybe have some wings. They're some of the best wings you're going to have in the city.
Still top shelf.
Still top shelf. Okay. I took a photo here. Just beautiful. And again, it was much like your pizza the other day. The photo looks like one of those things that's been...
It is. It's ad.
It's been lit correctly, and they've touched it up here and there. No. Just the... Here you go. Need anything else? Yeah, blue cheese? You're good? Yeah. No, all good. Thanks. I'm not sure if we can find that...
Are you a blue cheese guy?
I am a blue cheese guy. As compared... if it's ranch or blue cheese, I want blue cheese.
I'm not really a sauce on pizza. I'll take the hot sauce for the crust. That's it.
You love hot sauce.
Oh, God, do I ever.
Yeah.
It almost killed me in Mexico, but yeah. You remember that?
It almost kill you in
Mexico. I couldn't leave my room for 3 days. That and a street
taco. I actually went and checked on him.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you?
You know how long I have to disappear for Rhett to actually care about my well-being? Like, it was days.
Because that's the thing you got to, for us in Canada, can we have some hot sauce? That's one thing. You go to Mexico. Can I have some hot sauce?
Yeah.
I feel like that's...
some dude hammering a bag of peppers in the alley. That's how they make hot sauce on the street taco stand.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we do have the photos, but you had the pizza and some beers, and I had some wings. It's all you need to know about Mad Rose Pub up in Royal Oak. 20 beers on tap, kid-friendly Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. That new outdoor patio is open. Well, it's outdoor, but it's covered. It's heated.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's the best of all worlds.
Firing out great food 7 days a week, burgers, pasta, steaks, full entrees, the gourmet pizza, dough and signature sauce made fresh daily. What'd you have yesterday? What'd you go with?
We went Hawaiian, just classic and phenomenal. You know what it is? It's you expect a thin crust to be like that's a really crisp crust. It's not thin, but the bottom is crunchy and it's not burnt at all. Like it's just phenomenal. The dough makes a pizza.
There you are.
You put a little spice on it?
Oh, the chili peppers and then hot sauce for the crust when you're done.
I like the Hawaiian with some spice.
Yeah, and that nice little beer selection too. And by little, I mean like what, 20 on tap?
20 on tap.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, only 20. Only 20 on tap.
Got to 16. No, just kidding.
I'm telling you, that crust.
It's unbelievable.
Crust is a real deal. Mad Rose Pub, 15 Royal Vista Place, madrose.pub is their website if you want to order in. If you can't get there, You skip it or DoorDash it or whatever you got to do to get it to your place. Do it this weekend.
All right.
Give yourself a little bit of a treat. You've talked, I'm just going to come back to Lindholm. Some of the stuff, and this is courtesy of Salim Valji over at TSN. Lindholm on his future. We'll see what happens. One more year. That's all I can say. Now, I can say that in tone. Oh, we'll see. You know, one more year. We'll see what happens. Or, I mean, it's one more year. Let's see what happens.
364 days to
finish. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I've got one more friggin' year here. You've talked a lot about sometimes managers need to show some bravery and some balls and walk away. Regardless of what happens, I mean, obviously, if he comes in and he's not going to sign an extension. Or
that makes it easy.
If you take the temperature. But if he does say, listen, I'm going to take the summer. I don't know. I'm open to anything. I would talk. And I'm guessing that's probably where Elias would fall. He's not going to lead you to believe that he's an automatic sign or an automatic
show out. Me your hand and I'll let you know if I like it is what he's going to say.
He's going to ride that line.
I would think there's probably a bit of a Sutter tax. If I believe I'm an $8.5 million, I'll be here for nine. If Daryl's around, I'll be here for $9.5 million.
Are you even going higher? If you're,
it's like an offer that you can't.
Here's the issue they're going to have is that they got Kadri and Huberto who are making big bucks.
Yeah.
And if I'm Lindholm,
you're better than Huberto.
Who's more important to you?
Yeah.
Who's more important to you, me or what? Like, it might not be
Kadri at seven won't affect Lindholm, but I think the Huberto one does for sure.
Right.
So you think he's 10.5? Well, like, geez, I feel like I'm 10.5 then.
Yeah.
But you had said hard to imagine this team without Elias Lindholm.
No, God, no. Like you're
that, but that's how these leverage. That's how these extensions and contracts get done. It's leverage. Teams, they agree. It's, gosh, how are we going to do it? Sometimes you just have to.
Sometimes you just do it. And I think my appetite for it is I'm wide open for a complete revamp.
Yes.
Like I totally am. The issue is going to be if that's the direction you're going. You've got two big fat contracts you can't get rid of.
Yeah.
And those guys, Kadri ain't going to be happy being here with a bunch of kids, is he? Is he going to be a good leader for, you know, if you do a retool
and
you have a bunch of kids? Like, is Huberto? They're 30 plus.
I'm more interested
to
see those guys under a new coach and see what they look like. Because
well, that ain't happening.
Like
so
not in the near term. It will happen.
Yeah, but
Sutter's not here the next
year.
Here's
the problem I have with that. Is that when Sutter's gone, maybe next year, maybe they pay him for what?
Yeah.
Pay him out for his last year. But if it's too much, they're 2 years older. What are we expecting from Kadri in three seasons out? Or Huberto even.
It's a tough offseason for those cats. Because they're now, if it's what we're hearing rumored is true that Daryl's back, there's a lot of reflection to be happening this summer for those two lads.
And if you didn't have that, and you had guys saying, well, I'm not sure.
Every team has to work around a bit of money that's overpaid.
Yeah.
And I look at the Minnesota Wild with what, like 12 to 14 million bucks of dead money and as a, you know, fighting for the one seed until the last week of the season. You just have to be really efficient elsewhere. You know, like Darnell Nurse isn't a $9.25 million player. He's not even close, but you have to work around that. And there's a bunch of dead money from James Neal and other guys in Edmonton. You work around it. Every team has a couple of those. So it certainly isn't good for the cap. But it's not to the point where it's like, well, we'll never be able to be competitive with them here. And eventually the cap will go up. We've talked about it for fucking ever, but revenues continue to grow. It's just this IOU is not paid off, and now one of the TV networks is bankrupt that owes them money. It's coming. It just keeps taking longer than they want. What, 10.5 feels really cumbersome now. In 4 years, it might not at all. Not that he'll be worth the money, but it just that it's like, well, you know, the cap's growing $3 million a year. We'll deal with it.
More from Lindholm. This year was probably the most frustrating year. Mackenzie Weegar. It was a huge change for me coming from Florida here. It was a difficult change for sure. The next, we need a new rink.
He said that? Come on.
We need a new rink.
Wow. Get one. He'll be around for it. He's one of the guys that's got enough term. He's got 6 years after this.
Michael Backlund, we talked about, this is his quote, definitely the hardest season I've played emotionally and mentally. We never met the expectations. Asked about remaining a Flame beyond next season. We'll see what happens. The year we had, I'm 34 years old. I want to win the Stanley Cup. I've only been in the second round here. The year we had this year, it's frustrating for sure.
Well, and you got to remember, they went from a year ago right now, we were licking our chops, like, bring on anyone. We're going to kick the snot out. We're running the table first. We're going to...
Best line in the league, tight defensively, great goaltending. Power play was strong, penalty kill elite.
Then you have a shit year like this year. You don't make the playoffs, and you are going to question it. What I read into that is that, yes, there's friction with the coach. I'm assuming that. But I'm also reading into that room ain't happy.
Yeah.
And whether it's coach-related, all of it, or if there's more to it, that's where I'm like, maybe this isn't just all Daryl. There's shit going on in that dressing room where guys aren't getting along.
We talked about that deodorant of winning. They didn't have a lot of that this year to help push through some of those issues. It's a lot of that.
It's a lot of that.
I want to ask you guys about expectations, because this organization and this group, and the course changed for sure. Like, it's not the Gaudreau, Monahan, Bennett, Geocore anymore. Like, it's a different crew. But whenever in the last decade we thought this team had a chance to be good, they faltered considerably and often missed the playoffs. And whenever you said, there's not enough skill here, you got to shake up the core, they had really great years. Like, I read a stat this year. Since Vegas came into the league, they've alternated seasons with the Flames winning the Pacific Division. Yeah. Vegas, Calgary. And one of those years in the middle was obviously a Canadian division where Vegas wasn't in the division, and that was a shitty, weird 56-game season with no fans. But the point being, I think expectations played a huge role in why this was so challenging for this group, because it wasn't like, hey, let's see if we're good enough to make the playoffs. This group thought they could win the division and make some serious noise. And a year ago, there was none of that pressure at the beginning of the year. That team that Daryl had for the first full season, it's like, I don't know if they're good enough to make the playoffs. They won the fucking division. It's just, I feel like we don't talk about expectation and the weight of it enough, because this team's done horribly with any expectations right back to that 2019 season as a one seed.
Then if that's the case, then maybe you should reevaluate what your goals are with this group.
Well, I just mean the core's gone anyway from the old ones, but it's just weird that expectations.
I mean, you have Lindholm and Hannifin and Backlund, and Mangiapane's been around it a lot. Who else has been here?
I mean, yeah, it's not like everyone's changed.
Like, there's been enough of them that...
Did you ever have a season like that, though, where everyone thought you'd be good and you weren't, or no one gave you a chance, and you're like, this is house money. We're like, us against the world is so much an easier posture.
It is way easier to play that way when you're the underdog all season. I mean, I played in Buffalo. We didn't have an owner or money or... like.
And that disappointing year you had here, you had a great regular season.
Right.
It's just you lost to Anaheim there in that...
Yes.
Game 7, worst ever.
Pretty bad.
It's, again, I said it the other day, when you listen to, now that the season's over, out-of-town media, most disappointing team, Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
Who are the most disappointing performers in the league?
Huberdeau.
Markstrom, Huberdeau.
Yeah, Kadri Mixon, sure.
Right?
Yeah. And it's funny, because Kadri was our bloody all-star.
And then when he sat down with Frank Cervelli for what, frankly speaking, 101, was asked about, you know, what's up with this Flames group? Are you got? He had a fill in the blank question for Nazem. The Calgary Flames will make the playoffs if, and Nazem said, if we play as a team, and he was probably their worst player from that point forward.
Yeah, he didn't play
compared
much for the
to
team.
Like what his average level is of his career. It just there's a lot of dysfunction around.
We were at the game the other night. I was going to bring this up yesterday, but I forgot. I'll do it now. When we were, because where we were sitting, right near the end of the game, friggin' Harv. Harv the Hound started banging that goddamn drum.
Almost booted him down the stairs.
I saw you plugging your ears.
I'm not, you know me, I'm deep into medicine. I'm quite convinced that my concussions, if I hear loud noises, it actually... sets me off.
Now listen, Harvey, love you. This isn't not coming at you. I'm getting old. I'm going to talk about my hearing. But when he was banging that bloody drum, I almost felt like clicking. Click, click, click. Go, Flames, go. Click, click, click. So, son of a... I'm rip his head off.
I was not happy.
Start feeding him some rights.
Careful, Harv.
So Harv, love you. But I guess that just means I need to get to the hearing loss clinic sooner than later. I asked Jonathan, he was like, is your ear clicking when he does that? Do you feel like a pinching in your ear? No, hey?
Just all me. Right. All right. I better see someone about that.
Hearingloss.ca. Yeah, 1993 Hearing Loss Clinic was launched and founded with a mission to help make people be able to go to hockey games without feeling pinching in their eardrums.
Fair, yeah.
It's a little specific. Men and women of all ages, children can all suffer from hearing loss. Serious health risks have been linked to untreated hearing loss and hearing damage. There are 4 Calgary locations to serve you. If you feel you're having issues, just visit one. The evaluation, there's no commitment. You're not going to walk out there with some, satellite dish for your ears or something like that. They're going to sit you down and take a look and have a nice little conversation with you.
Here's Might be some peace of mind for you, Dino.
Here's what you're saying. Maybe I got some car keys or something jammed up in there.
Some Ritz crackers.
Could be what it is. Twitter, at The Hearing Loss. Instagram, The Hearing Loss Clinic, hearingloss.ca. Online. More from Mr. Valji of TSN over at the Dome Exit media interviews today. Jonathan Huberdeau. Mm-hmm.
Give us some juice. Give us some
come
juice.
On, come Johnny. On.
That's right.
You got security. You're here forever.
Of course, I didn't think the change. He said, I didn't think it, the change, was going to be this hard.
Florida to Calgary, yep.
I think I just have to put this year behind me just to reset mentally on Daryl. Daryl likes to push buttons to get you going. I've got nothing to say, really. Our relationship is good.
Hmm.
I completely lost my swagger this year. I didn't lose my talent in 5 months. Me and Daryl will figure it out and adjust some things.
There's a lot of taking the high road, it feels like, here. And then other guys just one-word answers type stuff.
Well,
I appreciate him saying that he's taking some responsibility for his own play, because it's very easy for him to go, I struggled and it was hard and I didn't get, the coach was hard.
Fingers
on
everywhere.
Yeah, I could only play on, wasn't playing on the right
way. He didn't let me play. Yeah, I didn't get put in a position to succeed or what, worded however he wants.
Yeah.
I do appreciate him taking, I mean, we'd love an open book. If this.
Well, his agent's on Twitter if you want the open book.
Yeah, that's right. It's just.
Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
He will correct Huberto's quotes for
well, us. And I think that's probably a good example of the nice buffer an agent gives you. Jonathan can be, diplomatic and, take some blame, and the agent can say, hey, now, these are the things that happened to my guy. I'm sticking up for my guy. It's not like necessarily unbiased when you hear anything from Alan Walsh, but I understand that relationship, how it works.
Well, I've said it before, too. There's different ways you can look at it if you're Daryl. If you're Daryl, you can say, F this guy, quit bitching, quit whining, play. Or you can look at it and say, he's probably a key component if we're going to make the playoffs and have success. I need the 100-ish point guy as opposed to the 50-ish point guy. So yes, let's let down your guard a little bit. Let's work together, which is not real. I don't know that that's how he likes to operate, but I think maybe he's going to have to, because success is good for everyone.
What's the situation for all the other coaches?
I don't believe any of them have contract extensions, but it was murky, the people that talked about that. I thought almost everyone in hockey ops was up this year, and then we heard that Conroy got an extension, as well as,
Maloney,
thank you, the former Arizona GM, that they had extensions, which is kind of true living security in a sense, or insurance.
So, and the reason I bring it up is because I'm like, Daryl's a head coach. Daryl won't run all the penalty kill and the power play and this and that. And does Huberto, who I think should be a power play specialist.
Yep.
Is there...
The power play has lots of room for improvement.
Exactly. And does he believe in the guy that's putting a power play plan out there? Or does he have influence on that sort of thing? Are they considering changing those guys out? And is that a way of changing the coaching staff?
I would think you have to look at who's running the power play, and maybe you change who's got the duties. Maybe you bring someone in whose expertise is the power play. The personnel should work better than it did. I don't think anyone's expecting it to be the Oilers at 1 out of 3. But they were what, like 24th in the league? That's not good enough. Like, you've got a great couple finishers in Lindholm and Toffoli. Rasmus has a bomb from the point. You've got some playmakers and guys that are comfy in the net front. It should be better.
They do, but then what's the other thing that we say about this group is they don't have finishers. They have one guy who's really a shooter. Well, I'm not debating. I'm just, what I'm saying is, there's only so much a coach can do. You can come up with different schemes and plans, and you've talked about a lot. A lot of times it's just situational. You get out there, you need to react that moment to what is being defended. And
I'm just curious because we throw all of the mud on Daryl's abilities, and I think rightfully so for the most part. But Huberto, to me, should, again, be a power play specialist. And to be quite honest with you, if I'm running the power play and I have Huberto and I see him struggling, my conversation is, what do you want to do?
What worked for you in the past?
What do you want to do? Because guess what? I'm not out there. You are. And let's let you have some say. And maybe they do that. I have no clue. I just was pointing out that this might be another way of having change in a positive way, that if those guys don't have contracts anyway, it might be something that they're considering.
Now, is there a situation
I'm not
that
calling
exists?
For anyone's head.
I know. Yeah, I know. But where, let's just say it's Kirk Muller, where Kirk Muller sits down with Jonathan and is like, so what have you done in the past? How do we get this thing working? And he's like, I'm usually on this side and not that side. How is that then received when Kirk Muller knocks on Daryl's door and says, hey,
then it's just like we said, if Daryl wants to be a tyrant and just control everything and say, no, we only do it one way, well, enjoy next year because it's going to be very much like this one.
Yeah. Well, and I think that would extend to the goaltending front. I think they've got a pretty beefy goaltending staff. It's not one guy. They have a director of goaltending. They have a goalie coach. And then I get the sense that there's been frustration that at times they've wanted to deploy the goalies in a different manner, but Daryl's overriding them. I feel like the challenge for Daryl is to collaborate. And I think a look in the mirror for, Huberto and Kadri and others is important, but Daryl's a smart guy too. If he's saying we have to make these pieces work, he better be open to more collaboration with people that, you've hired to do things.
I wonder if you were to pump truth serum or even just sit down with a bottle of whiskey with Daryl, if he would say, what? Yeah, whether it was the Jack Adams like we've speculated or talked about, if he would look back and say, that I tightened the vice too soon, too hard on this team.
I'd be sad if he didn't say that.
So many, but I just don't know. Would he admit to that? Is this a guy now in his coaching career where he would say, I can't do that. I don't need to do that. And clearly the way I did it didn't work for this group of players. Maybe I need to have a different tact. It's still the X's and O's remain the same, but my approach changes.
Hopefully you wouldn't allow your own stubbornness to get into the way of success.
That's the challenge,
right? And how do you know? I mean, that's...
Because I think we saw it...
The other thing is you have to have a general, right? Somebody has to make the decisions and steer the ship and blah, 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 right? He has to point those people in the right direction or the direction that he wants this team to go. But you also have to have everyone buy in on it.
You have to enable people to do their jobs.
Yeah, you've got to have
power them.
Allow them to have ownership and want them to have ownership of it, right? Like, and I think he does. I think that's what he wants, is that the players to own their room and to have a bit of a Bruins scenario where he doesn't have to coach so much.
Yeah.
Push some buttons, but really the room does most of the coaching. But... It's hard.
Bruins are an interesting case study because they did change the coach.
They changed the coach.
Their culture is unquestionably the best in the league.
So.
And it was to a point last year where a guy didn't even come to the NHL and played in Europe because I'm not playing for that guy. I don't know that they're exactly the same, but I don't think they're very different. I mean, it's certainly a more Hall of Fame crew over there. I'm not suggesting the Flames are a coaching change away from 128-point season, but... If we look back a year from now and said, man, it really was obvious they should have changed the coach, I don't know that would surprise a lot of people.
Yeah, and so, I mean, you would hope that there would be some self-reflection for everyone.
Yeah.
For everyone.
There has to be. They missed expectations by such a wide margin.
Last one I'll give you is from Toffoli here, and then we'll do the Pinder report. This was just more from Toffoli, who, among all the other things that were said, Toffoli, I've had a great experience in Calgary. I love Daryl and the city here. My wife loves it here. I want to get something done. I talked to Tree today. Definitely want to have some discussions. We'll see how it goes.
That's positive. And that's a guy that was not blindsided by playing for Daryl Sutter. He knew exactly what he was getting when he arrived in trade, two Decembers ago, having won one of those two cups with Daryl.
Yeah. And I don't want to be disingenuous, but it is also a guy who is like...
trying to get paid.
Had a good year. Like to get paid as this 35-goal guy.
Well, and how many more contracts is he going to get?
Exactly.
Like, this is his last chance at a payday, no question.
Yeah. But, hey... If we're gonna take the negative comments negatively, then that's
well, and it's again, guy knows Daryl. There's no surprises for Toffoli, I'd imagine.
I doubt it.
You doubt what?
That there were any surprises.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
You're agreeing.
Because there was a video that started, I don't know why it was up now, but it was video from Daryl in the LA room over the years. And it's what you expect.
Like, right, if you had played for Daryl and came back to Daryl, you'd be like, I know what I'm walking into. But the first time, you had to be like, what?
You'd be somewhat prepared because everyone will tell you how hard Daryl is to play for and what kind of a coach. But I wonder if sometimes when it gets personal, if it cuts a little harder. There'd be some guys it'd be hard to hear that kind of criticism directly and in front of a team.
Oh, for sure. There's lots of guys and lots of instances. But again, that's where the importance of the team comes in.
Yeah.
And you say, ignore that. We don't care about that. Like, what has the room done to
like
combat
said, there was,
that?
There was never any galvanizing that went on.
We kept waiting. There was the fights and the hits in New York. There was Rasmus Anderson.
Which was brought on by Trouba, anything that...
But you could have used it as a rallying cry. Yes. Rasmus gets hit by a truck. He didn't plan to get hit by a truck. You could have used it as a rallying cry. Markstrom has his kid, starts playing well. Could have used that as a rallying cry. We kept waiting. There was all kinds of opportunities. It was just silly for us to expect that this team that hadn't used any of them to actually a rally around, that there finally would be one.
I'll paraphrase. Rasmus Anderson was asked, since the accident, or how long was it after the accident that you started feeling normal? He says, I'll let you know when I start feeling normal.
Jeez.
Again, we were led to believe at the time, kind of, somewhat quietly, he was very lucky that whole thing was probably a little more dangerous and severe than we were led to believe or could have been.
Quick note on Toffoli. He'll turn 31 in 10 days. So you're signing a contract, you're signing a 31, a 32, a 33, a 34, a 30. It's not something they haven't been comfy doing. They just did it with Kadri and Uyghur and Huberto. And he's going to be a very attractive asset, but that's a serious decision to make because, of course, you want the player. Of course, you create a hole if you don't have him. But he's going to want term and total dollars because, again, he's 31 in 10 days.
I sure as F ain't signing him this summer.
No, I would neither. I think to know what his number in is great, but to your point, all year, if he's an expiring contract mid-season, that's a wonderful rental to take to the deadline if things aren't going well.
Yeah, and is he doing 35 again? I don't know.
It's all high if he is. Fuck.
What would you just kind of throw at a number? What do you think, if it's a 5 or 6 year deal, what does it cost to get to full?
I think term's probably a little later. Maybe it's like $5.5 to $6 million.
You know, so at the end, say he comes back, has another great year, you're in the playoffs, you're not trading him. What does it cost you next year? Is it $8 million a year? Like, I don't think so.
Well, and if he's up at the end of next year, like at this time next year, you're negotiating against 31 other GMs. It's not a contract you want for a 31-year-old.
And he's another year older.
Yeah.
To your points.
Yeah. This summer's probably the sell high moment for him. It really is.
Let's do the Pinder Report, a presentation of Village Honda. Up at the Northwest Auto Mall, online at villagehonda.com, the all-new redesigned Honda Accord, the 2023 Honda Accord, and the new Honda Pilot.
You like those doors. That's the one thing I noticed.
Man, there's nothing like the sound when you... Like I said, it ends in an M. There's no thud, thump,
whack.
Paying top dollar for your vehicle, $1 million to do it. It's the $1 million buy-in event. Get cash for your vehicle. Do it now. Up at the Northwest Auto Mall, Village Honda presents the Pinder Report.
Well, we don't have any Flames game to react to, game to preview. You've already ripped through the quotes from exit meetings today at the Dome. That's what's going on there. We got a lot of NHL news, though, boys. The bracket is almost fully done. Remember, we had one series set before yesterday's action, and I guess let's roll through what was supposed to be the last night in the NHL. And we'll start by saying goodbye to maybe the greatest captain in Chicago Blackhawks history, Jonathan Toews. Here he was last night getting misty. I think this is in warm-up even before the game started. Oh, no, this would be the post-game chat. But, yeah, it was all Toews all night.
They had him mic'd up for this, too.
Cities is heart. Thanks so much. I love you. And they announced that, yes, they will not be bringing back Jonathan Toews next season.
I don't think he wants to play.
Sure seems to be that sentiment. Hey,
well, and if you're feeling the way he's felt the last 2 years, I get it.
How many cups has he won? What's he going to prove? And he's going to go kick the piss out of his body for another year when it's already failing. And
yeah.
Go take 6 months off, a year, and move into management.
I was going to say, what do you want to do? You want to scout? You want to coach? You want to be a GM?
Yeah. Do you want to be on the TNT panel?
I'll tell you what, though. It's weird to think of the Blackhawks without that guy.
And Kane, yeah. Kane. It's like,
I got goosebumps for him. He's amazing.
You just look at that 19 Toews, mm-hmm. The jersey is so iconic.
Take it off his back and
start to the rafters.
Start lifting it up.
Well, and the other thing you think about is, I mean, the Blackhawks have become very, you know, people are charged with the way about how they feel about the organization because of the heinous things that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It happened there, a decade ago. But if you did get a Bedard there, wouldn't that just be such a natural passing of the torch? Those two superstars leave as the next wave comes in. And, I mean, if you're a Hawks fan, of course you want that. And if you're not a Hawks fan, of course you don't. But for the state of the NHL and their well-being, It is great when the Hawks are good. It is great when the Hawks have superstars. That is a massive building.
And you don't see that often. A lot of times there's bad blood. Maybe you get traded.
Yeah.
For him, because I watched that last night and I watched it again this morning, he looks to be very happy and good with all of it. And probably part of it is he knows his body can't do it anymore. He's probably had 2 years to come to terms with the fact that I can't play at that level. That is a cool moment.
Yeah.
Not many.
Yeah, you don't get that very often.
Not many all-timers get to take that lap.
That's true.
And say goodbye to the fans.
How did it end with Gio? Because we know they didn't trade him. They lost him expansion. Was there fans there or not? I don't even remember.
I don't think there was.
Don't think so.
Let's go to Craig Anderson. He did say after the game, this was it. And how did it end? Well, it was Craig Anderson getting a win for the Sabres. What a season they've had. That's your OT winner.
Against his old squad.
Yeah, and you'll see that coming up as Anderson. It's Mittelstadt, I believe. No, whoever scores the winner.
It is Mittelstadt.
He kind of like turns to look, and he's like, oh, no, we're going to Craig. Like, we're not celebrating the goal. We all got to go get Anderson, the old man. Cool. And you'll love this, right? You noted it was against his old team, Ottawa. Wait till the – and they love this. How good is this? Like, you talk about culture in the room here, and We don't know everything. You could tell the Sabres crew has had the fucking time of their lives this season.
Yeah, they did.
And they were so close. They'd only been eliminated with, what, game 81 got them? Like, that's God. Buckle up next year.
All those expectations now, though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
They were able to fly under the radar, be young and dumb and full of vigor.
Full of... it doesn't rhyme. Craig Anderson, by the way, if you need him, just turning 42 next month. That's an L for those of us that have comfort in people being older than us still in this league. Losing Craig, oh boy.
And is it worse that he was a goalie? I mean, you got to
be better or worse.
Really,
I don't know.
Athletic. You're not striding.
You know
around.
What is maybe impressive for me is that when you think of a guy like Chara, you're like Hall of Famer, like amazing. You think of Chelios, Hall of Famer, played forever, amazing. Anderson had some years that were great, but he was kind of like that middle of the pack guy a lot of his career. It wasn't like he was this star that just hung on forever.
Yeah, he'd have
he kept grinding as
then,
a middle of the pack guy.
Yeah.
And there it is. The Senators come out and give him some love as well. And Alex, I'm sure, just shedding tears at his home in Ottawa watching this. 435 games played, over 200 wins. Career 914. That's pretty damn tidy. 28 clean sheets. All right.
Former Flame.
Wash your own damn sheets. Was he drafted by them?
He was.
Oh, my God. Let's move. While some say goodbye, others say hello. Say hello to the third member of the Hughes family, Rhett. Luke recorded his first NHL point last night. Now, the other guys are little pukes, and they're great skaters. Luke, a big boy. First NHL goal last night for the Devils. I think he's like 6'2 or 6'3 D-man. Quinn, obviously, on the slighter side in Vancouver, and Jack, not confused with a giant. Luke, a big boy, and plays D.
See the goal?
I don't have the goal, but I...
You?
Please walk us through it.
There's a rat. He comes in, skates around the D. He's going to cut to the net. Defenseman cuts him off behind the net. Wrap around.
Oh, goal. Yeah.
Skill.
Hughes boys are good. Someone should collect the Hugheses. What do you need to get Quinn Hughes out of Vancouver? We'll keep moving on. Calgary boy. We talk about quiet 40-goal seasons, 30-goal seasons. Braden Point, 50. No sweat.
50.
50 last
good
night.
For you, Braden.
Holy Jeez. Shit. And, like, I don't know, like, if you're a Calgary kid, is there someone better to look up to than Braden Point? Like, everyone that's ever worked with him, been around him, raves about the human, no ego.
Nope.
It's awesome.
He's
good role model. Repping the city. You'll like this retro. Now, this happened all year to the Flames, Dean. A player, you're like, huh, never seen this name before. And then hours later, I should have bet that guy would score his first goal against the Flames. I believe one of them was, who's this Parson in centering the top line for Nashville this year? And it wasn't his first goal. He'd had off to a great start. But
yeah, I wear that one because I was going, who the fuck is Juuso Parsonen?
And then I was like, I think he was a high pick for them. No, like a seventh rounder. Okay, well, here's Parsonen last night. Watch the magic from the rookie.
Little zip. Whoop. Zing.
Between the legs, top cheese. Then this is even the best.
Watch the shrug. Whatever.
That's what I do.
Play it again.
No big deal.
The goal is spectacular. The celly's even better.
Yeah, there.
And this legs. Is Nashville playing out the stretch, boys, and they are loving it in Tennessee. Yeah. No Ekholm.
So good.
No Johansson. No Janot.
Have
no Yossi.
Sports is fun.
No Duchesne. And just, yeah, the kids are still going to try our asses off.
That was almost like that Merrick Malik in the shootout.
Yeah. That's what I mean. What else was I supposed
what
to
What were you have? Waiting for?
Yeah. I'm going to find about time they called my number. Finally, he did it again, boys. An 82-game season for Phil Kessel.
The thrill.
You didn't think he was getting a deal last summer. Now, you also said you wondered if Phil wanted to play again, but he's done it again. This is unbelievable. Not for a bad team, a division-winning team. Holy shit, 11 years he's played all 82. 11 seasons.
And the Flames were in
they
that
were
mix,
in the mix
right near the end when Kessel was picking teams.
They were just a fill away. I'm sure he would have loved to play for Daryl. Similar minds.
I can shoot
he him. Wouldn't have been rattled by Daryl. No,
nope.
He's
water off a duck's back with that cat.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the last night of full slate of games. We have two that had to be postponed, got moved to tonight. There are some ramifications for those. We'll get to those. But today, Pittsburgh, cleans house. Brian Burke, gone. Ron Hextall, gone. Assistant GM Chris Pryor, gone. This was a tough year for the Penguins. We knew their stars were aging and old and got extended last summer. But it was more than that. They didn't get the goaltending. They made some questionable deadline moves. And they also didn't move their first rounder, which are y'all in or y'all out here? Like, are you – maybe that's the rational play, but just never felt like Hextall with an old –
That's
aging.
A tough spot.
It is a really tough spot.
It's a tough spot. What do you do with that group, right?
Like, well, you're capped out, and you're old. But
you're old. You're superstars. You got to try and win, but you probably see you're not really that close to winning, right? Like, the right move would be, hey, you guys want to go help someone else?
The Malkin to L.A. rumor could finally be true after 15 years. Anaheim parting ways with Dallas Eakins, the former Leafs. Assistant, Edmonton head coach, San Diego Gulls head coach, then moved up in that Anaheim organization.
And Rhett Warner, teammate.
That's right.
Teammate, yeah.
A road biker. Loves biking.
Rented Mike Keenan's place, Pompano Beach.
He was not fired. It was the deal rolls off the books this year, and he's not coming back. And Pat Verbeek, a new GM, will get to pick his first head coach.
Not surprising.
And Pat Verbeek and his team also in the driver's seat for Connor Bedard as they finished last in the NHL. Hawks had a really bad year. They were even bad at being bad. They finished 31st. In the
13 standings. Regulation wins.
Oh, 13 regulation wins. Minus 129. I like this from Dimitri. They certainly understood the assignment.
My goodness. 13 regulation wins in 82 games.
Hoof.
It's
a hoof. And I believe they were 1-1-1 against the Flames.
I was going to say, I know there's one of them was against the Flames.
Fuck.
So.
I know that was an extra time.
Could have been 12.
Oh, no, it was one, right? Okay, we'll keep moving. Here are your matchups in the East. They're finally set. This was midway through the night last night in the NHL. The East Finals came in, and we have our bracket on that half figured out. Got to like it. Bruins against Panthers, Atlantic Division foes. Panthers coming in hot. Bruins haven't not been hot this year. They've been an absolute wagon. Highest point total and win total in NHL history. That could be a fun series. Not a lot of wild cards you'd love, but Florida was one of those teams we thought could have won that division and started looking like the team they should have been all year coming down the stretch. Leafs-Tampa, we've known about forever. In the Metro, Canes against Islanders. That's interesting. Two defensively built, geared, and focused clubs. And then Devils, Rangers, it's the Hudson River rivalry, of the better ones in the NHL when it's great, Rhett. I love the proposition of two greater New York teams.
That would be fun to attend.
Fans traveling back and forth. There'll be some brouhahas and
MSG
scraps in the third deck. Love it.
God.
Yeah. As for the West, still things to sort out. There are two series set. It's all the Pacific Division stuff. A win last night from Vegas got them top spot. They held off the charging and surging Oilers, who won 9 straight to close the season. It will be Edmonton-LA as the 2-3 matchup in the Pacific. It's a rematch from last year's 7-game series.
Good series.
And I would sell you, Rhett, that both teams have improved since last year. The Kings added Kempe. They've changed their goaltending mix. And the Oilers have gone from blame your defenseman when you let one in from 135 feet, Mike Smith, to rookie backup turned savior, Stuart Skinner, and it's a career year for basically all their forwards, and McDavid is a god. This could be fun.
Kings had that 12-game point streak going, and then they played Edmonton, and I think they lost, but I
twice
remember watching
week.
That. Yep. It was one hell of a game.
They split the season series 2 wins each. LA won twice in the fall. Oilers won twice in the spring, and they were low-scoring affairs in the spring. That was impressing me from an Edmonton perspective. Yeah, they can win 7-6, but they won 2-1 and 2-0, I believe, over the Kings in the last month of the season. The other matchup we know, Vegas winning the division, has them against a wild card. They'll get Winnipeg. Vegas, impressive they win the division. No Stone. Their third and fourth string goalies, probably the guys they use the most all year. And Hellebuck's at the other end, so you can't say Winnipeg doesn't have a chance. And they actually showed a little more moxie in the last week of the season.
I would like to think Winnipeg's a better team than where they finished off.
And you know what? Midway through the year, they're leading that division. I think there's some merit to what you said there for sure. Bad news for the Avs. They can wrap up top seed in the Central Division tonight. They play Nashville, but what they won't be able to do is have Gabriel Landeskog on their roster for the postseason. He was supposed to be back around Christmas, and then it just kept him later and later and later, and then people stopped talking about it, and I guess we shouldn't be surprised that his lingering issue is still lingering and is an issue. So much so he won't play.
What kind of effing injury you got to have in today's world that you out for a whole year?
Is it, I believe, what, knee surgery we're talking, something like that?
I mean, if you're out for a year because of knee surgery, like,
not ideal.
Are you done forever because of knee surgery? Because that feels like, okay, we don't want to rush it, sure, but a year?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And he did play a lot last spring, as you see there, 20 games in the postseason last year, over a point per game, a monster piece of that cup run last year. That's a big hole for the Avs all year, but heading into the postseason now. Finally, here's what they need to do tonight to get first. Avalanche can clinch the Central Division title and a first-round matchup with Seattle if they beat the Predators in any fashion. Dallas will take over top spot in the Central if they lose. Seattle's waiting, or you've got Winnipeg if you're the two seed.
I thought you said Winnipeg was playing Vegas.
Sorry, did I say Minnesota? Minnesota's the three seed. Seattle's the wild card. My apologies. And, it takes – you ever been to parts of the world where news just gets there a little bit slower, like time zones are
Saskatoon.
Off?
Saskatoon?
Yeah, maybe when – you know, music in Manitoba growing up, you're like, that record came out. It takes a few months before
Prince
it gets into rotation.
Albert.
And, yeah. And it's harder with the internet these days, but I think news just trickling over to Australia that the NHL's going to play some games there next season. And, I mean, we do have an Australian correspondent, so sound up. Let's head over to our pal Aussie Brad, who was into it in the man cave last night.
Boom, boom. Bender. Red card. You boys fucking best believe. We've come up with the goods down here in Melbourne, Victoria. We've fucking got a game. Now, you need to fucking book in, you fucking three cunts. You're coming downtown, you're coming to Victoria, you're coming to Melbourne, Narry East, Man Cave, Aussie Brad, fucking straight up on September next year, I'm cooked, 2024. Fucking bang, boys. Get on it. Hit punch up, Boomer.
That came in this morning, which would have been the wee hours, and the goose was getting cooked thoroughly.
I think we have to maybe
we've got a place to say
this option
somewhere in all that Australian language. He did invite us to the state of Victoria, to Melbourne, and to the man cave just outside of Melbourne, where he filmed that video. Clearly, under the influence of just excitement that the NHL is coming to Australia, whether that's 23 or 24.
Yeah,
who even
that's
knows.
Just
I'm bad with
year,
calendars.
But...
yeah.
Any excuse to go to Melbourne's good, but this one looks deadly.
Yeah, we're running out of excuses not to go.
And what is it? Trigger, the dog running around.
That's
there?
Right.
You got to see Trigger too.
See Trigger in the man cave.
Trig, yeah.
Boy, these. Remember when we started doing this, and when the F bombs would kind of make you cringe a little bit? Now it's just like, yeah. Let
see how soft those C's have gotten?
That's just
you don't even notice. It just rolls off the tongue with that accent. Yeah. Don't try that here. You're in Australia. Let them rip. Finally, Major League Baseball made some good rule changes. How many times the leagues try to tweak stuff and you're like, this isn't working. This was idiotic. This was a waste of our time. Well, it's working in baseball. Pace of play, they've shaved off half an hour. Batting average is up. Stolen base is up. Runs up. So it's a shorter, more exciting game. I don't know that this commissioner's done a lot that deserves kudos. This is one thing. Rule changes are working, boys.
I like it.
Yep.
It's been good. They should try it in golf.
And, oh my God. Nice to see good people get rewarded, right? Like we always say, better people than us. Kid Sport's going to co-host an event with us tonight. We'll be chatting with Kevin soon. Like better people than us, Dean. Mm-hmm. And sometimes good people do get rewarded in the end for holding out. Noted wonderful human Dan Snyder bought the Washington Redskins at the time and now the football club and then the Commanders. $800 million in 99. 24 years later, that's not English, $6 billion. Mm. So it's about eight times what he paid 25 years. That's
these are tough lessons to learn.
Yeah. I mean,
because he was a deplorable human. His practices were just the scorn of everybody in the NFL.
He's a bit of a Richard, Richard.
Take your billions and go think about what you've done.
All six of them.
Go get on your yacht. Fly your helicopter to your yacht and disappear for 6 months.
Yeah, land that helicopter on your yacht, and you go traipse around the Mediterranean for 3 months and think about what you've done, okay?
Come back.
Scantily clad models on the bow. You learn your lesson.
We expect to hear what you've learned,
that's right,
Mr. Man.
And finally, Rhett kind of comes and goes, you know, like he's here, he's there. He likes this team. He doesn't like that team. Oh, I do it this way. I do it that way. I have a dog. I don't have a dog. He's back into dogs. And we've got this video of him training his new dogs. I think this is Buffalo from earlier, but isn't this amazing?
Look at this.
It's all part of a musical routine, and he's a dog guy again. Like skipping with dogs, let it rip again. That's good stuff.
That's really good.
How did
buddy.
You get them to do that, Red? That is wild.
You got to spend time with your animals.
I'm looking. That doesn't look like Calgary skyline. That's got to be Buffalo.
It's got to be Buffalo. Yeah, with especially the power lines overhead.
Yes,
is that what we're looking at?
Sure.
Yeah, that's yeah. Maybe that's the ringing in your ears.
That's Spin Report.
Yeah, there you go.
Good. He'll be taking the dog back.
Yeah.
You know, if he comes back, we don't know when that's happening.
Where'd you get that long of a jump rope?
Oh, you got long arms, long rope.
Village Honda presents the Pinder Report, Northwest Auto Mall, villagehonda.com online. Turn your vehicle into cash today during the $1 million buy-in event. They'll buy yours even if you don't buy theirs. Sellers receive a tropical cruise for two exclusively at Village Honda, your dealership for life.
I was going to not laugh, and then I looked at Jack in the corner trying not to die.
You screwed that guy last night, eh?
What? How did I screw? Oh, what are you talking about?
You pulled Siad? His name and then...
we were at an event and then we pulled Siad. The name for somebody to win. He wasn't there.
He was having a test drive.
We did canvass the crowd if they thought we should take another name.
It was not a boomocracy. We pulled the audience. It was good.
I feel bad for that guy.
I don't.
Love it.
Where are you?
Barn burner.
Dropping a deuce? We're making draws. And he really did miss out. A nice little afterburner t-shirt.
That's right.
It was. Yeah. Guy wants to win. Just kind of keeping an eye. World Championships. Tyler Toffoli and Jonathan Huberdeau have been extended invites.
I think Rieger would too, right?
They are going to decide whether or not that's the
when
case.
When and where?
It's in Riga, Latvia this year.
Oh, I've been.
I have too. It's a wonderful place.
Mackenzie Weegar has accepted
there you
his
go.
Invite, so he will go to the Worlds. Now, remember Mangiapane and Stecher? We're on the world. Remember those?
That's right.
They hooked up for a lot of offense there.
2 years ago, because Mange would have been busy last year. Did he arrive late and then go on that tear?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I'm old.
Either way.
Old and forgetful.
Aren't we all?
So, yeah, and we may hear more as Rasmus Anderson was obviously invited. He's not going because of the injuries that he sustained. He's going to try and get better and all of that. So, McLeod Law. I found some stuff. You get ready. I need you to focus.
Lawyer jargon? I'm not sure. I'm
no,
up
no, no, about no, lawyer no, no. They're Calgary-based, and they love going down memory lane with
they
Calgary
love
stuff.
Going down memory lane.
Locals.
Proud of their roots. Big part of their long-standing client relationships. They understand the city, the people in it, and the way things work, just like the communities that they serve, McLeod Law. Their team, varied and diverse. Sharing a commitment to making a positive impact on the city of Calgary.
See them tonight, by the way. That'll be fun.
See you tonight.
Austin and Peter and the crew. Love it.
No, I just need to do, because I'm just realizing the paper that I put the prep on is still on my computer at home. So I'll just give it one of these. But we can start Mark Giordano. Let's go back a Mark Giordano goal. Here, back when he was still a member of the Calgary Flames, and this one kind of, remember?
Makes me cringe.
Doesn't it? Mm. For those that aren't watching, there's tarps on the seats, they're in Montreal, back when, you're right, like, thank goodness those days are gone, but little geo for you here, moving the puck around, comes back to the point, and he was, he was good at finding a way. To get it through.
It will let that thing in sometimes.
Kind of miss that.
Back
to
Geo, left point, winds, fires, huzzing!
April 14th of 2021.
How about that?
Passed Al MacInnis with his 23rd game-winning goal by a Flames defenseman. 4-1 victory that night at the Bell Center.
That was shitty Habs team went all the way to the cup final.
They sure did.
How the fuck is that?
There you go. Look at that. Now, this is not so much Calgary, but there is a Calgarian who's having, or there's a kind of a Flames tie about a birthday. But as I was looking at the birthdays, a former teammate of yours is having a birthday today. I believe you call him the Bimbo.
Frankie Banham?
Frankie Banham is having a birthday today, Retro. There he is. Did not play a lot.
No.
Tell me about Frank. No, that's not Frank Banham. That's Bonton Meats. That's Greg Keller.
Yeah,
no.
Greg.
There we go.
Did Greg play in the
There's
league?
Frank Banham. Yeah, so you played with him in Saskatoon. One of the greatest lines in junior in Blades history,
Blades history, yeah.
Who was on the line?
Wilm.
Clark Wilm.
Oddly enough. And Mark Dayels, who I saw last weekend.
Wow.
Hanging out with Forbesy. Colin Forbes. So Frankie was, you have to be old enough to realize that there's been a change in talent level for kids these days.
Yeah.
Frankie was a new wave talent this era of talent back then.
Wizard with the puck?
Wizard.
He is 40.
Zipped around, could skate. Unbelievable.
48 today, 6 foot, 187. But you go back to Saskatoon. As a rookie, scored 29, then in 65 games had 28, followed by 50 and then 83 goals.
Oh, 83. Jeez. That's a lot.
83 goals.
Holy shit.
In the 95-96. DL had 61 goals and 120.
That's a good line.
It's a good line. And then Wilm
almost
49,
had 50?
49 and 110.
How did Clark Wilm almost score 50?
I can't believe he didn't get 50.
So what did he look like as a junior? Because those of us who only saw him in the NHL, you're like, this is a plumber. This is a fourth line bang and crash. Like, how do you score almost 50?
You're just smarter than everyone out there.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Yeah. Okay.
And then we'll do this one before we go, because this is kind of one of your buddies or one of your former teammates, Frank Banham, having a birthday. Another one of your former teammates is having a birthday today. The large human, the big human.
Really?
The big human?
Jason Weimer.
Oh,
the
boy,
Weim
look
dog.
Out. Look
I,
out.
I cobbled together some Jason Weimer here for you. Now, he was first round draft pick. Go ahead, you can play it. First round draft pick. And I remember watching it was kind of a back, like behind the scenes. I think it was called the original Ice Age or something. And it was a conversation between Phil Esposito, who was then the GM of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and Mike Milbury, who was the GM of the New York Islanders. And Milbury was doing everything he could to try and get his hands on Jason Weimer.
Huh.
He's like, so what's the deal we're talking about again? Espo asks. So Milbury's like, well, I'm giving you this, and Weimer, and this. Oh, no, I can't trade Weimer. Oh, no. Because he truly was.
It's an ox.
6 foot whatever, 200 and whatever, tough, scored goals. You thought that this guy was in that Lindros.
Power forward.
Kind of. And it was that era.
Right?
Yeah, big time.
The problem for Weems probably was the fact that he would go and just toss.
With anyone?
Toss the Dukes.
Now watch this one that's coming up here. Not a Lady Bing candidate.
Right.
Love
always
it. I know what's coming.
You do know what's coming. This one is really good. There's a body on the ice. What has happened?
Yeah, this corpse just went sliding through. What's
Darcy
that about?
Tucker?
Oh, my goodness. Darcy Tucker.
No.
He looks like he's out.
Phony.
No wonder his brother was so mad at us a couple years ago. Look at this.
He looks like he's out. What possibly could have happened, because the camera angle didn't show us.
Give him some smelling salts. Wake him up here.
We need some context. Well, there's Weimer. He's in the penalty box for something. So here's Tucker and Weimer getting into it in the corner. Play comes down the ice. Tucker's in pursuit of Weimer, who then decides, I'm going to give you one of these.
Oh!
Slid the butt end out of the butt end out of the glove. And placed it right on the chin.
Those.
Watch the look here. Watch the look. Oh, I guess, I'm getting tossed. All right.
Yeah, I deserve that one.
Yeah, I probably deserve that one.
Those are the dark arts right there, fellas. Holy moly.
There's Tucker's wife. She's very concerned. The crowd is just booing the shit out of Weimer here.
Yeah,
on
I
this
get
one.
That. Yeah.
This is really good. Watch it one more time. Boom.
Certainly didn't knock him out.
Yeah, he helped sell that, but it was indeed a butt end. You don't do that.
Yeah, we don't do that.
You got to hate Tucker. Like, he would have been such a weasel.
Would have hated Tucker since junior, right?
Okay, like, so that goes way back. All right.
Goes way back.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Maybe Tucker, if he personal injury lawyer, maybe that's what he needed.
You needed more than that
get a
there.
Get hold of McLeod Law.
I mean, first the doctor, then you get your injury lawyer.
His good buddy, Corse, is going to take care of Shane, brother-in-law.
Shane O'Mac.
The Muskoka crew or whatever they called them back then. McLeod Law, Peter Klein, an expert in the field of personal injury, taking care of everything for you, your legal, your insurance, your medical claims. You focus on your recovery, and McLeod Law will take care of the rest. McLeod-Law.com, a great partner of ours, a great Calgary business.
See him tonight?
You betcha.
I'm excited about that.
Speaking of tonight, it's a big event. It is our playoff draft, the Barnburner inaugural playoff draft in support of kids' sport.
Can't wait.
And like so much we do, it's all about the kids. It's all about the kids. We're very pleased to be joined by the CEO.
Oh.
I didn't realize. The CEO of Kids Sport.
He's at the dome. Look, you can see in the background.
I know. Well, I said he's...
I knew he was busy.
I've got kids here. Yeah. I'm helping kids here. It's Kevin Webster, the CEO of Kids Sport Calgary. Hi, Kev. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you? Doing great.
Well, we're just over here at the... At the casino, we're going to be setting up some tables and tablecloths and stuff here shortly, putting all the work in. You know us, right? Hands on.
I'll show up when it's all ready, if that's okay.
Actually, Rhett called dibs on that.
So, now before we get it, what were you doing? Because you were at the Dome doing stuff with the Roughnecks, is that correct?
Yeah, we were wrapping up the Ascent Consulting Christian Del Bianco's Assist for Kids program. So Christian Del Bianco's the Roughnecks goalie. Every assist he goals, Ascent Consulting gives $500 to Kidsport. So, you know, it maybe seems a goalie assist, but Christian's leading the league in assists.
Wow.
And is, I think, five away from the all-time NLL record. So he's got 18 assists on the year. So today we did a check presentation for $9,000 from Ascent Consulting, and yeah, really cool program. Bill and the guys at Ascent are amazing, and Christian's such a great advocate for kids sport and just a great athlete in what he does as a tender for the Roughnecks.
Well, we need to thank you for your efforts with our event. It might not be happening if it were not for you grabbing a hold of the horns on this thing and getting it done. From your perspective, I guess, because we've talked about it, there was so much enthusiasm, and we're very fortunate, right? We're very lucky to have that. But people who were in it previously at our old place, they wanted back in, and some of our sponsors wanted back in. So it was sold out very quickly. It's a good problem to have, obviously. But we're going to be a jam-packed event tonight, which bodes well for kids' sport, we're hoping.
Yeah, it's going to be super exciting. Any event that you don't have to worry about selling it is the key, and that's, you guys have a great group of followers and want to be at these things and be part of it. We've seen this event. Everyone wants to be part of the playoffs, and everyone loves doing fantasy drafts. So to get everyone in the room and make it like their own actual draft room and set up their war tables and come to the podium to make their picks. Everyone's super excited. And that showed with their support for Kidsport early on as they all battled out to see who could have first choice at draft picks. Little over, I think, $13,000 already raised just through that fundraising plunge, which is amazing. So yeah, can't wait for tonight. Looking forward to seeing all 16 teams and, watching you guys take to the podium and get things kicked off just after 7 tonight is everyone's super excited to be part of this.
Kev has to do lots of speaking of things like this, and Rhett, we've been talking about his massive social anxiety that he has. Do you have any tips for public speaking for Rhett?
I've seen Rhett speak at some of these events before. I don't think social anxiety is a concern, but we can chat ahead of time, Rhett. I think sometimes these things are best discussed privately.
Appreciate that, Kevin. I agree with you.
Tell us a bit about Kids Sport. I kind of fumbled it. I kicked it around earlier because you had been saying about how many kids you've been helping. It's been a good year for Kids Sport, but it's had to have been. Obviously, it's early in 2023, but it's had to be good just with everything. Prices going up and everything. Groceries, we don't need to get into it, but there will be some families who maybe didn't need financial aid or didn't. A year ago, suddenly, with kids, multiple kids in sports, yeah, we could use some help. I guess just tell us about how it's going for kids sport. I know it's going well, but it needs to be going well.
Yeah, without a doubt. This is 2019 was our kind of last real year, and 2023 is showing us quickly that there's more families than ever that need our help. We're on a record pace. We just surpassed 2,000 kids funded just the other day, almost $700,000 out the door, and another 800 kids have been provided no-cost equipment through our Flame Sports Bank. So we're on a record pace. We want to be there to support every family that needs us as we, you know, see a full season of sport now return and open those doors to whatever sport opportunity that family may have. We don't want households who have many other challenges worrying about sport and the possibility that their kids may not be playing. So that's what we're here for. Our programs are running at an all-time high, and it's going to be events like this that allow us the ability to continue to say yes to those opportunities for every kid in our community that needs it.
If there is a family who might be listening or watching, or a parent that is hearing this story, and it's like, yeah, I could really use some help for some registration fees and some financial aid, what's the best way for them to go about it?
Kidsport.ca/Calgary. They'll find us there. There's a big button on the top that says apply for assistance. All our contact information's there. And we would love to have the conversation and see how we can help them get through some tough times and make sure that sport's always going to be something their kids can enjoy.
We're happy to be back with you.
I'm excited for tonight.
It was one of the things we always kind of, at least starting this new thing that we're doing here, whatever this thing is, we did put one of our focus and, you know, one of the things, the aims is we want to give back. Let's give back even more than we have in the past. So we felt good about the Christmas campaign, and we feel good about this one. We're 6 months in and we're up and rolling. We want to thank you for, again, you help us, we help you. I hope this is the start of something big and long, and we're doing this for years and years.
Yeah, can't wait for tonight, guys. You guys have been huge supporters, and love being working alongside you, and look forward to seeing a room full of lots of great people again tonight that want to do good for our community. So we're thrilled to be part of it, and we appreciate you guys reaching out to us to make sure we could be.
Awesome.
I have a plan for you tonight.
Oh, good.
I'm hoping you're up for it.
No.
Okay, good.
Not going to follow your script. Kevin and I are going to talk off air.
There you go.
Thanks, Kev. Bye, Kevin. Oh, I can see
there him. There goes Kev.
Kevin's busy.
See him tonight.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, okay.
Bye, Kev.
We'll see you tonight,
Thanks,
pal.
Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, there he goes.
There you go.
Kevin Webster, CEO of Kidsport Calgary. Again, tonight, because we are here at the Grey Eagle and Resort Casino today. Tonight is going to be our inaugural event, the playoff draft. 16 teams, tables of eight, food, beverage, fun. Maybe we slide down the hall.
I was going to say, I might have to go.
There's also some sneaky prizing along the way, some fun little things that aren't in the...
Hit me. Hit me.
What did you call it? Playing the keyboard?
Playing the piano. Bung, 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 bung. Remember Homer? Hit me, 20. Hit me, 21. Hit me, 22. No! Kids sport. Good stuff. And again, you saw it there on kind of on the logo. It was incorporated in paybuilt.com. Jumping in, and you talk about kids, thousands of kids, hundreds of kids. That's going to be a big help from paybuilt.com. We really appreciate them coming in. We've been telling you about it. It's if you're a small business, if you're a big business, then this is something you look into paybuilt.com, because again, I'm not a business owner, but I'm guessing when I hear things like debit card and credit card charges and things that go wrong with your online customers trying to buy things and pay for things online, whether it's Interac or credit cards, it could be a nightmare.
Disputing purchases? Come on now.
More payment options for your customers or guests at checkout just means higher conversions, increased satisfaction, reduced chargeback risk. It's safer than sharing debit card information. Do it for yourself. Do it for your customers. Get paybuilt.com on board. 70% of carts online are sitting with stuff in them, and the customers haven't gone through with the purchase a lot of times because they're just not comfortable with those payment options. Take the pain out of payments with paybuilt.com, whether you're a small or large business, whatever you're doing. So thank you, PayBuilt.
Look at Corey Sarch on that team, even.
Blades, you're
the 95-96. Well, you know what? It's funny. I was talking. I was communicating with Corey Sarch. I asked him, do you want to come on? He said, you know what? I'm moving. What? It's crazy. I said, I feel like you've been moving for 5 years.
You're building a home, moving, moving.
I said, is this some bullshit? Every time I talk to you about doing stuff, you're moving? Is that just your...
continual upgrade.
Here's boom, give him the moving excuse.
He realizes he's got enough money to build again, and then he's like, oh, well, I still got lots of money. I'll build another one.
That's what it is. It's moving all the money.
Yeah.
Trust the bank, Sarge.
Building a house just to hold the... Yeah.
Friggin' coffee cans buried in the backyard full of hundos.
Like Narcos.
But I think what... had the house... was going to build the house, started building the house, then they sold the house that they were in, moved to the rental house, moving out of the rental house, now to the other house.
Oh, my God.
Punch me in the face.
Yeah.
We're all sweet. That's no fun.
But, you know, Sarchi, oh, I got so many steps in today. This is just great.
He's a bit Conroy-esque.
He is a bit Conroy-esque.
And Rick Gear, too. Those guys still moving.
Yeah, he texts me. He's playing in some hockey tournament.
What the hell is he doing? Someone's going to hurt him trying
just
to impress their pals.
Clappers at the goalie's ear.
The problem, that's the thing, though. He is in shape. So, like, for me, if I got mad at someone, I wouldn't be able to do anything because I couldn't catch them. Or these guys are in shape. You got to look out.
You know what this guy did? Now, turnabout is fair play.
Turnabout, what time?
When we talk about outdoor dental,
yeah,
I like to find the videos.
I need to go see outdoor dental.
I know you do.
Bit my lip. I need a stitch.
I'm not sure that's exactly what they specialize in, but
say,
they'll probably figure it out for you. But
you're
I've been
a doctor, not a dentist.
Yeah. I get some video of Rhett, you know, falling asleep or sleeping or whatever.
Yeah.
Now he sent a video, and look at he caught me sleeping.
Oh, boom!
Now take a listen here.
Dear, that goatee's a good look for you.
Yeah, I took it off.
Why do I love these so
How
much?
Did you get this video of me?
Your significant other, I asked.
Yeah,
for
I just was laying on the couch and...
Yeah.
Jeez.
Weird that I got my reading glasses on.
Wow, you're
must
reading.
Must have had a book there. I'm a big reader.
Fell on your face.
Yeah. Such a
NHL
big reader.
NHL record and guidebook. You're just flipping through like Ken
right.
Holland.
Yeah. Yeah. Outdoor dental. Don't be like me.
Stop sawing logs, Dino.
Look at my kids are having...
Poking you?
Yeah. Look at this bullshit. Oh, yeah.
Real funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Tired, trying to get some sleep here. Don't even be poked, kids.
Got the draft tonight I gotta go to. Please leave. Rubbing my bald head, damn it. Snoring treatments. 2 15-minute treatments increase the tension in the soft palate at the back of your throat, the back of your mouth, reduces snoring. It's non-surgical. It's pain-free. It allows you to have better sleep. More sleep, thus changing your life. And chances are some people around you that maybe are within earshot of you when you're snoring, like me in this video. They also, it's of course, full service dentistry. They've got the Soleil laser. That's how this all works. No drills, not picking in a way, you know, hammers.
It's going to the future.
Chainsaws and stuff. Pain-free, comfortable, relaxing. Back to your workday in a matter of moments. Outdoor.dental, Dr. Jay Patel, truly leading, just leading the field in this stuff. 2 15-minute treatments, Rhett, that's all it takes.
Well, you should stop in.
I guess I should.
Delaying. You need a lot of appointments.
This is waking me up.
Oh, how come you're so irritable all the time? Well, I got people poking me in the
head. Can't even get some good sleep.
Got people poking me in the head.
Wonder he's a cranky jerk.
What do you got going on this afternoon? Your play
dating?
I got
to dump kids at a badminton lesson and then probably go for a swim, and then I got to get all jazzed up for the big event tonight.
I know. What about you?
Got to put on my TV wig.
Well, I'm not going swimming.
No. Well, badminton? You're playing some pickleball?
Pickleball would be good today. Yeah, like nice day. Like, get out there. Mm-hmm. Smack it around.
Sure.
What you don't need to do is go for an afternoon pike today. There's a That's lot of that in your future.
It feels like I want to because it
up.
Looks
oh,
nice.
It's sunny,
but
yeah.
I don't know.
It's the weekend, and there, you saw the photos there a little bit earlier, and I grabbed those online. We tell you about Bonton Meats, and 1921, long time ago, is when things starts. Oh, so yeah, it's a long-serving Calgary business. But I saw the one photo, and I think it kind of hits home, the black and white photos, the original. Now, Greg Keller, who owns Bonton Meats, he and his family purchased the company, but they've been doing this for years and years. Look at that. That's why we love it, right? Look at the... When we say you go in there and they do it the same way, look at the uniforms and what they wore all the way back in the day.
Till now.
Till today. Look at Greg Keller, the owner, operator, as he calls it, the meathead.
He is a meathead, yeah.
Of Bon Ton Meat Market. The best AAA Alberta beef, free-range poultry, grain-fed Alberta lamb, milk-fed veal, Alberta pork. Bon Ton, just, it seems like, annually voted Calgary Consumer Choice Award winner for best deli meat market. 28 Crowfoot Circle Northwest. And I say it's the weekend. It's Friday. What better than a little barbecue? Whether you're doing a... Maybe you're doing a brisket. Maybe you're doing some roast beef. Maybe you're putting some stuff on the grill. Whatever it is, why not?
My neighbor's got a smoker. He said he's smoking meat this weekend. I just remembered.
I'm sure he'll want you over.
He's invited me. This fool doesn't know how much of an annoying pain in the ass I am.
There he is.
He's duped.
We talk about kids sport. That guy there was one. He won't probably admit to it or won't say it, but he was one of the driving forces behind us starting the Christmas campaign.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because Tower was doing their things. He's like, listen, I want to jump in. Great guy. Another great Calgarian who gives back a ton and looks for nothing for it. Just go and support.
Because it's the right thing to do, Dean.
What's the right thing to do? It's what he does.
For me, it's the beef ribs and potato salad.
That is correct.
Right. Pie. For Greg, it's to give back.
Better people than us. That theme keeps coming up.
Seems that way. What a guy. Bon Ton Meats. We'll do our Betway bets. Tourism Jasper. I just need to get the Jasper thing in because it does seem crazy to think. And I've not done a lot of spring skiing, but I think
it's right up your alley, Dean. Yeah. This is where you would excel. Yep.
I do like skiing.
I know.
Do you like the après skiing? Après is way better.
That's
in spring.
The thing. It's nice out. You're not cold. It's beautiful. Weather.
Roads are dry. Yeah. It's daylight a lot of the day. It's not dark and icy.
It's right up your alley.
I'm telling you.
Because you kind of say it's people. You forget about skiing, or you think you're not
moving
skiing.
On.
I would not be thinking about skiing. Looking outside.
I'm a
but
ski
yeah,
Sunday,
some of the best skiing you can have.
Let's go.
Marmoute Basin, open until May 1st. Warmer temperatures, drinks on the patio, clearer days, less, you don't have to wear your big puffy coat.
I love that perfect.
I know you do.
I love it.
You in that huge puffy coat. The escape card still available, half price lift tickets. The SkyTram open. Golf course is opening end of next month. Reserve your camping spots. Think about Jasper when you're planning your summer. You, your family, Jasper Travel and Tourism Jasper will take care of you. There's a lot going on up there. Check them out online and keep them in mind when you're booking your stuff with your kids. Pinder.
Yep, done.
There you go.
Is it a bad sign that I'm like looking at baseball odds? That means the Flames are done, right?
Flames are done.
Two rather meaningless hockey
Flames
games.
Are done.
One, certainly.
REO Speedwagon. May the 4th be with you. May 4th.
Oh.
Right in here where we're sitting.
Come on.
In the Gibson Guitar Lounge.
They're going to be in here?
Could be the guys, because this is kind of a green room of sorts when the musicians and the big acts, you know, they come in and their rider is like, I only want green M&Ms. I want 1,000 bottles of
whiskey.
Wild turkey. That sort of thing. This is where they're drinking all the wild turkey before the big shows.
Oof.
REO Speedwagon, May 4th, here at the Event Center. We have two pair of tickets to give away. Watch our social media, Flames Nation, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll be looping in the Grey Eagle. And so over the course of the weekend, we'll figure it out. We'll give you a couple days to get in on this, but we have two pairs of tickets to give away to that REO Speedwagon concert on May 4th. And we'll announce them next week on Barn Burner.
Love it.
Here in the show.
Check out the website.
Oh, yeah.
More.
No more.
You don't turn it.
Don't butcher it.
Betway bets of the day, and we'll get out of here. You got to go badmintoning, if that's a thing.
In charge of kids.
Betway bets of the day.
Lego.
I'm going to this Buffalo Columbus game.
Ooh,
come on.
V Columbus.
Oof.
So
when the game means nothing, what are you going to get?
No, that's Binder.
Yeah,
there we go.
It is.
Yeah.
Sabres in regulation, and I'm going over 5.5 total goals. I think they're going to score.
I think
we're going to see some offense tonight.
Plus 150.
Plus 150 for a regulation win for Buffalo and the over on the 5.5.
Like
and
that.
Then I'm going to go on the money line and a Darlene point.
Yeah.
It's final game of the year. Let's just go out and try and win, eh?
Yeah.
Plus 100.
Well, Columbus, you can't be winning here. You're in a decent spot in the Bedard race here. You can't be winning. Don't be winning now. Buffalo's got to win.
There you go. Good vibes. Those are my bets of the day.
I'm going baseball. Blue Jays face an undefeated team at the end of April. That's incredibly impressive. The Tampa Bay Rays are in town 13-0. The stinking Rays every goddamn year. They face Jose Berríos, who's been good and bad, but mostly bad. I'm going to take the over 4.5 for the Rays. That's runs on the total game. Also, Matt Chapman, a little bit of a stomach flu yesterday, didn't play for the Jays. He's got 8 multi-hit games and like 12 games he's played this year. Multi-hit game, paying plus 115. In fact, it's not even that. It's total bases. So if he gets a double, that puts the over hits.
Oh. I saw that one of the Betway boost was a Chapman home run plus 500.
Jeez.
They kicked the
jump on that as well.
Yeah. Well, so, as long as his tummy feels better.
Rays and Jays. And if his tummy isn't good and he doesn't play, you don't lose the bet. It just washes out.
How's your tummy?
Yeah, you're better today.
I feel better today. I had a headache yesterday.
Yeah, no good.
Well, get ready for tonight. A little nap? Tuck it in?
A great nap. I was such an old man yesterday.
A snoozer?
Oh, in bed. Yeah. Like.
We are excited for tonight. We'll have some videos and stuff going up across our social media, our personal accounts and all that.
Yep.
It's the inaugural event. We're very excited for it. And there will be more events where more people are going to come, but we're going to, you know, we'll kind of get the edges all rounded out and we'll figure out just what we're doing tonight with the old playoff draft.
There's only one first. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Next week, Warner back in Buffalo.
Oh.
What?
What are you going with?
Miss your kids?
Around.
What the hell?
Shit to do.
Man. Yeah, sure.
Like what?
Kids, though. What are you doing this afternoon?
Like, that's right. He's got to go swimming in badminton. So that's right. Warner back in Buffalo. We'll be back in studio doing our thing, but it sucks that the Flames aren't there. But
yeah.
Monday, the playoffs start, so we'll be diving in head first.
I'm excited to hand out shots for people that have picked players already selected tonight.
Yes.
We're going to call them penalty shots because it's true.
He's just so obnoxious.
Another penalty shot. Who at your table is going to take it for you?
Yeah.
Is Nick Ritchie coming in to take your penalty shot? No, you have to do it.
How come we got no quotes from Nick?
I don't know how high up the batting order Nick is today.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think probably just be nice to just kind of let that whole thing die down, right? There's enough. He's thinking, how with everything else that's gone wrong, why am I in the crosshairs? Christ, I was here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, what did I
cost them
the
season.
Okay.
You know how hard I was working? My face is red the entire time I was here.
Yeah. God. All right, buddies.
Oilers suck.
Have a great
week.
See ya.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.